The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawks had a horrendous Saturday where the Knicks fans came in, took over the building, and you looked up. I said, I think we're down by 35 points in the third quarter. That's not good.
Not ideal.
That's not good. So it'll be a 7-8 matchup to get in the playoffs, possibly. And you know, we all know the storyline on the Hawks. I mean, nobody's expecting them to beat the Cavaliers or the Celtics, depending those two powerhouses, who they'd end up playing if they make it into the first round of the playoffs. The conversation, the narrative will be, well, Jalen Johnson, you know, when he comes back, and you have Dyson, and you have Reese Shea, and you have Trey, and that's fine. I mean, how many times are we going to keep saying this? For right now, we're just a play-in team. That's what we continue to be.
Play-in purgatory.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. Can't get out of it. They're stuck in it. You just don't see a route to championship.
You're going to have to be,
possibilities.
Yeah, you're going to have to be better than the Celtics and the Cavaliers, right, who are absolutely loaded with the best talent in basketball. Then you have to be in the 3-6 range and show that you're making strides. And I would imagine Tony Russ and everybody else is frustrated. Listen, they went out and made great moves. The Dyson Daniels trade was spectacular. You had no leverage. You went and got one of your best players. I think the moves they made at the trade deadline with getting rid of Dondre Hunter and Bogdanović were a good move. I think drafting Reese Shea. Like, I don't fault any of the moves to try to get us out of this, but, like, how long are we going to keep having the same conversation of, you know, back end of the playoffs is what you call it. You know, you don't even call the playoffs. You're a 9-10, 7-8, whatever. You're going to get in the playoffs. So, you know, strange things happen, right? Just because you think Jalen Johnson's going to be back, just because you hope you're going to be healthy, just because you think you have the right pieces, sometimes it works one way, and sometimes you're the Philadelphia 76ers, and it absolutely doesn't. You have a system, it didn't work. Hawks will have to grapple with that, but it will be fun down the stretch to see what's going on there. Atlanta United won one game the other night, is that right, over the weekend. Braves were 1-1 over the weekend. They win Friday and they lose on Saturday. And yes, I will reveal, because folks are asking me, did you host the post-prom party? Big conversation on the show last week. Did you hear that? You were already gone. A zero-sum game, a lot of folks said. There were two lines of thinking. My beautiful daughter, Nola, had her prom over the weekend, and she's the sweetest. Like, you'll see this with your kids, Drew. There's just one that always checks the box. Nola always checks the boxes. She's ideal kid. Sweet as can be, never gives us any grief. She says, Daddy, we need someone to host after prom. I said, squeeze me? We need somebody, Daddy. Why don't we host after prom? Of which my immediate reaction was, hell no. Why would I want to do that, right? A lot of listeners said you get to keep your eyes on your daughter.
Right.
Keep it under your roof.
Yes.
But then the logic, of course, the liability, the risk-reward, right? Do you really want to put yourselves in that scenario? So we did not host. We did not host. I did see my daughter after prom.
Okay.
There was a family that was hosting Nola and a few of her friends. That wasn't technically after prom. But so they had us over. Prom ended. I guess the girls came back there to change and go to another party, whatever it was. But for those folks who were asking, we did not.
Where was prom? Can you divulge?
Yeah, it was at the Fern Bank.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. They're on lockdown, dude. You know that the headmaster, you have to look him in the eye and shake his hand as you get off the bus. And if you've been drinking, they put you right back on the bus and they say you're out.
Really?
Yeah, you're out. 100%. So,
no. Did that happen at your prom in 1978?
My prom.
Hold on, you're literally younger than my dad.
My prom was 1984.
Okay.
And no, we did not have to shake someone's hand and look in their eye. I've told the story. You know, it was a disastrous prom night. The girl that wanted me to take her, she basically got the prom invitation, then dumped me like 5 weeks before prom. I had a sure thing going with Fiona, and I wanted to dump
Fiona!
Fiona was a sure thing, no questions asked, but I would have had to dump my ex 5 weeks before.
Gotcha.
So what I should have done is take care of Stakey, right? Take care of my needs.
Yes.
But I didn't want to be emblazoned as the guy that left this girl, you know, high and dry 5 weeks before prom. So everything I feared would happen. We go to prom. It's disastrous. I made a mixtape. I thought it would rekindle the romance. We end up at a house party. We'll go to a party down at Cape Cod. We're taking a car. Bob Doxy's got a limo. You can jump in the back of the car. We're going down to Cape Cod, and we're gonna party down there.
Yes.
I end up sleeping in a closet by myself. three strikes and you're out. I made three feeble attempts to try to rekindle things with Suzanne. Meanwhile, Fiona was offering her services elsewhere. I mean, it was just, I woke up at 6:20 a.m., and I was in a closet by myself.
No.
And this was before the cold plunge days. Just like completely broken man. We were near ocean. I just took the walk of shame.
Yeah.
I should have just kept walking. I felt like I was just going to keep
all
walking.
All the way?
Just went in the, went in the ocean.
Just keep going.
Hung over like a bejesus and just got in the ocean and said, what do I have here? Prom night was a disaster. So I think my daughter had, it's prom time now. You'll start to see this with the dresses and everything
course.
Else going on. So that was part of the weekend. You were in San Diego?
Yep. Did spring break out in San Diego, Pacific Beach. It was absolutely phenomenal.
Is it the best climate, period? Is San Diego just?
I mean, I think so. It was not a cloud in the sky, 63 degrees, dry as a bone, T-shirts, shorts, flip-flops, it's cold. I'm like, no, it's not. It's perfect.
Did you play some golf out there?
We did. We played Rancho Santa Fe Golf Club on Thursday morning. Absolutely beautiful. Drove right past Del Mar Racetrack. Get up into the Rancho Hills. Yeah. I mean, it is spectacular.
It was the kids, everybody?
It's me and Evan, so the daddies went and snuck away, and the mommies were extremely brave. And
what's the name of that?
They took five kids to SeaWorld.
And you got out of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
We never got into it. And this was,
what's those
know,
drinks? Transfusions, is that what they're called?
Yeah.
What's in a transfusion? You know about transfusion, guys? What's in a transfusion?
The only Vodka. Thing I know about transfusion is Bo loves them.
Oh, he talks about
that,
it,
that's,
right?
That's Bo's go-to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, vodka, ginger ale, splash of cranberry, lime.
Right. Just the perfect golf cocktail? Yeah. Is that right?
It's the perfect golf cocktail.
So did you have to reel it in a little bit because they're getting back from SeaWorld? You didn't want to, you know, or did you just get after it? This was your day?
We had fun.
Okay.
Yeah, we had fun.
And how'd you shoot him?
Pretty good. Played out of my buddy's bag. Didn't even bring my golf clubs. I just said, you know what? I want to just enjoy the day.
Yeah.
And they had what was a steak dog at the turn. It was like a blend of a Philly cheesesteak and a hot dog.
Oh, man.
It was perfect.
Wow.
A great halfway house treat.
That should be something somebody reviews is the best. Just
a little halfway house item.
At the turn,
yeah,
right?
Just a little turn item. And you know, some clubs have signature turn items.
Give
like
me an example.
Olympic Club in San Francisco has the burger dog.
Right.
So it is a hot dog, but it is a hamburger.
Is there a guy out there grilling it after the ninth?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, there's lots to get to. We'll talk about
we do have some news out of Augusta as well. The patrons' gates are open.
Okay,
as
so it's happening.
AM. Yes.
Okay. So
you can be on property.
So
right
if
now.
You're listening right now and you've never been to the Masters and you're angling for badges, or this is the week that you're possibly in the mix,
I've got the perfect game plan if you want it.
Yeah, I want it
right now.
We got 2 minutes.
First time at the Masters.
Yeah, first time at the Masters.
You get in as soon as the gates open. You walk straight to the merchandising tent. You're going to have your bankroll. You're going to have your list of what you need to get. You head to the merchandising tent. You spend 45 minutes to an hour there. It's absolutely incredible. The best part is, Steak, is as soon as you walk out with your bags, they have check-in stations. You can go there, plop your bags down for the day. They give you a number. Now you can walk around hands-free.
Okay.
You go straight to a food and beverage stand. Get you a coffee, get you a breakfast sandwich, maybe get yourself a cold beer, go over to the practice range, sit down at the practice range, watch the guys warm up. It's absolutely incredible. They only use it 1 week per year. After you're done with your breakfast and your coffee and maybe you've had your second beer, go walk around the grounds a little bit. Go hit the front nine. Go to Amen Corner. There's some extra food and bev stands down in Amen Corner. See the entire golf course. And then it'll take you around lunchtime, re-up for lunch. And then you kind of just free roam for the rest of the day.
So you're not one to just park at a hole. You want to really experience
on a practice round. No, I would say get out and get around. See, and the then holes. Late afternoon, if you want to park up at a hole, if you got some guys who are on the golf course, you can go watch them get around a little
but
bit.
But if you're going, you need to see the grounds.
You got to go. And now, you got to go see it all.
I guess the big talk now is the amount of trees that came down, right?
Yeah, so Hurricane Helene.
Make it an easier course on some level.
I just think it'll be visually and aesthetically different. I'm not sure if many trees that were in the line of play are now gone, but I saw some pictures yesterday that were posted on social media from last year to this year. You can just see a pretty significant thinning out of tall pine trees.